Welcome to today's In Touch with South Central Iowa. Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio here with outgoing State Senator Ken Rosenboom as we are just a few weeks after the 2026 Iowa legislative session has ended. A lot of things that got passed in that final weekend right before tulip time and all the festivities here in Pella. Senator, let's start there with how things ended, especially with some of the major legislation we talked about in the preview this year as it related to property taxes and other things. Your thoughts about the final outcomes and ultimately what was signed by the governor?
Well, it was another successful year by my perspective. From my perspective, we ended on a high note, I guess you would call it, but it was a 34-hour marathon our last day, which is never fun, but it just happens that way sometimes. I don't know how much the public understands why that happens, but I guess if you've been there a while, it really makes sense, and just one of those long days that I unfortunately ended up on a Sunday. But we were able in the last day to pass very, very significant property tax reform, which from the rough numbers we hear, I should save Iowans something like $4 billion over the next few years in terms of property tax. So that was obviously a focus of the session all year, but ended up, I think, on a very high note.
And I know that you and I talked in January even about priorities and things like that. And for you, the focus was maintaining or continuing some of the work from last session as well. What were some of the legislative bills in your mind that you were either most proud of, might be the wrong word, but the things that you were most happy to see get through, or some priorities that you were working on that didn't maybe focus on the big topic of property taxes?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's always been a focus of our Senate Republican caucus since we took the majority in 2017, whether it's income tax, as we did several years ago with the flat 3.8% flat tax, or property tax meaningful reform that we were able to do this year. Everything else tends to pale in comparison, especially after we have done what I call a lot of heavy lifting over the last few years in realigning state government with values that reflect our views of small government with minimal intrusion and lower taxes. So I will mention one other thing that I think much of the public knows I've worked on for many years, and that's water quality matters. And 9 years ago, we passed Senate File 512, which was a signature piece of legislation for me that provided long-term sustainable funding for water quality priorities. And we actually expanded that in a very significant way this year as part of our last week negotiations and bill passage. So a good year for that, too.
We're here with retiring State Senator Ken Rosenboom as we recap the session and talk now about the end of the line for you. You were elected 13 years ago to serve in this area as a state senator after serving in different various roles prior to then. And now your time in public service has come to an end. Your thoughts as you now are really fully able to reflect on that. We're just as we're recording this a few weeks away from the primary that will likely ultimately elect your successor. So what's it like now to be on the other side?
Well, you know, my heart's full of gratitude in the sense that, yes, from a personal perspective, Lord willing, I'll turn 75 later this summer. So retirement seems like a legitimate option to me right now. And but yet in gratitude because of what we've been able to do the last 10 years, most notably, I think we've transformed Iowa government in a very positive way. And so there's some personal satisfaction I take from being part of that process.
And then, of course, we're not talking endorsements or anything here, but certainly a big changing of the guard. There will be a new governor, regardless, in the mansion coming up next year. There will be someone new in your seat next year. I know that probably you're turning your focus on to retirement, but your thoughts about the waves that follow and the big changes that may be coming one way or the other.
Well, it's going to be very significant this year. Yes, we will have very notably a significant change in the governor's mansion this year. It's really the first time since 2010 we've had an open election without an incumbent. That is so significant. And then, as you mentioned, there's always 25 Senate races and 100 House races that will change the complexion of the legislature. And not lost in that is the fact that we'll have a new United States Senator with Joni Ernst's retirement. Since some of the congressional candidates now serve in the Iowa legislature, we will lose some impact there, I think. And there will be some non-incumbents running for those seats as well. So I guess if you're a political junkie, it's a great year, right?
Once again, that was State Senator Ken Rosenboom. If you missed any of our interview programs on KNIAK Relais, you can find them online at KNIAKRelais.com or wherever you subscribe to podcasts. That concludes today's In Touch with South Central Iowa.